Blog Talk Radio.
And a big God bless you to each and every one of you. Welcome to the Power of Prayer Show. I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Patricia Williams. I hope y'all enjoying this great Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. And I hope each and every one of you had a chance to get out to the many activities that are going around in the country on today. This is a very special day for many of the people in America. And not only that, some of you may have a three-day weekend and the kids are out of school. So whatever the case may be, I hope you just enjoyed your day. And plus, I hope you had a marvelous weekend. Excuse my voice. It's a little scratchy and I'm a little hoarse on the day, but to God be the glory anyway. We had a marvelous time at church on last night. The power of God came through there, saved, delivered, and set the captive free. The glory just overshadowed God's people in the service on last night. So that's why my voice is a little scratchy and hoarse, because I praised God from the time I got in there until I got home on last night. And I want to encourage each and everyone to please continue to pray for those that are affected by this government shutdown. Pray that God will touch the hearts of the people in the White House to come to a conclusion, because there are many of people that are suffering and cannot take care of their families if they do not have a paycheck. Because I came across somebody have to sell their furniture just to make ends meet. So yes, we just got to go before God. We got to petition God to come on and let's come into agreement, that these people will come into one agreement to think about the people that this government shutdown is affecting. Also, pray for the ones that are on the consecration or the fast that has been ordained by Christ. Pray for them, for their strength. Pray that they will feel the power of God, or they could hear God more clear during this fast. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in faithfully, and I thank you for the encouraging words, and I thank you that you have supported me. Let me see, I'm going on 5 years now, and I thank God that you have supported me in the sense of listening and in the sense of tuning in, and also sending me emails or just coming to me face to face, letting me know how much the show is being a great encouragement to you all. I thank God for you all, because of the fact that is why I do what I do, because I love God and I love God's people, but most of all, I love to walk in the obedience of God. It does not take away anything from me. Whether a person blesses me or not, the Lord still blesses me. The Lord still continues to move by His Spirit regarding me. I am not lacking for anything, thank God, because that's one thing about ministry. Ministry is people, and whether the people want to bless you financially or not, that is truly up to them. But in case they don't, the Lord always have a ram in the bush. I have a business, also have books that are out there, most of all, I have a full-time job, because the man of God said last night, and this was confirmation, he said, even though people have to be careful about these full-time ministries, because he said even the apostles went full-time, but they had credentials. They had a degree. They had a trade. They continually had money. Most of all, they had a job, just to put it like that. The apostles of old had a job. That way, they didn't have to depend on nothing else because their need was already met. Their focus was on just doing what God had commissioned them to do. So with that being said, don't solely depend on people to support you through ministry. Now you have some people that will adhere to the voice of God to bless you. And then if they want to bless you, allow them to bless you. But in the long run, don't make it your main source. Keep a job, or then God will make an avenue for you to obtain a business or to get a skill or to get a trade. So that way you already have money coming in regardless if they want to bless you or not. And also, I want you to please go to my website, faithisthekey47@gmail.com. That's faithisthekey47@gmail.com. And I want you to drop me an email and let me know what topic that you would like for us to discuss. I will pray over it, and if the Lord releases me, I will do it. And there's no problem with that. And also, I want you to go to my website, faithisthekey47.simplesite.com. I always have some inspirationals on there. And if you would like a prayer request, leave your name, and then we will get your name, your information, and I will pray over anything you have placed on the prayer list. That's faithisthekey47.simplesite.com. We are in a season now that right now is our harvest time, and we are believing God for so much on this year. So if you need prayer, please drop it into my website. That's faithisthekey47.simplesite.com. Also, I am encouraging each of you, to please call in if you have any questions or comments during the show, because after 6 o'clock, that is when we have logged out. But during the show, call 347-324-3622. That's 347-324-3622. And we would love to hear your testimonies, your questions, or your comments. That's why we're here. So without any further ado, we're going to go into this dynamic message. As I was riding down the highway, God gave me this message because I never know what to discuss until the day of. So as I was riding down the highway, God said, talk about the people losing their own identity just to please someone else. Talk about how that is going rapid in the body of Christ. So without any more further delay, I would like to welcome Apostle Lajay to the show. How are you doing, man of God?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you?
I'm doing great. I want to talk about, because the Lord just gave me this as I was riding down the road today, the danger of losing your identity to please someone else. And I mainly want to focus, because God was dealing with me, he say how people become mentors to the mentees. They can become so excited until just to have a mentor or to have a spiritual mother or then a spiritual father over them, until they come to the point to they want to please them so much until they don't even realize they have lost their own identity within them just to please them. So you want to open up the floor, man of God.
Woman of God, as I listen to you explain that topic, it brings me back time in my life where I first understood what a spiritual father and a spiritual mother was, and what it entails to be a spiritual mother and a spiritual father. And it's very important that you understand your spiritual father, spiritual mother's role. Understand that they are there to guide you and to assist you in your ministry and inside of your Christian maturity, but they are not there to replace God. Anytime you have someone who's in your life who is mentoring you, always remember that they have to answer to God. And anytime you stop talking to God to give answers and give account or please them, then they or you are not following God. And the Bible says very specifically that he's a jealous God and he shall not have any other gods before him. So it's very important that you do not lose your identity by looking at your leader or looking at your mentor as being God. You have some things you have to go into prayer about yourself. It's some things you have to study yourself in order to get where you need to go. But a lot of that too, woman of God, we allow the people that we mentor in some cases to idolize us and to lose their identity, mainly because we know they're gullible and we don't want them going nowhere and we don't want them going no higher. So we subdue them to what we feel they are and how we feel they should be. So that's why it's very important in this hour that you don't even allow those in your presence, whoever you mentor, to lose their identity. And it's very important that you don't lose your identity, because what face your leader might have or what face you might have might not necessarily mean that's the face that your leader has to wear.
Yes, that is so true, because when I was younger in the ministry, and then I had a mentor and a mentee, well, just a mentor, and I found myself doing what they say do, just like you said, man of God. We have to have our own prayer life, and to me, it could mostly hit the ones that are younger in Christ. They want to be so pleasing to them, until they don't even have time out to pray or seek God for themselves. And being said, because I'm very transparent, because when I was younger, I would do what they say do, sit around the table with the other people, other men and women of God that I felt that was higher than me, but then I was still low-key, and I wouldn't talk, I wouldn't say anything, I just listen at them, and I would just watch them on. And then my thoughts was, this is the way I should act, I'm going to act like this, just to get into a crowd. And that's how I lost myself. And then it had took me years to find out, who am I? Who have God called me to be? And then this all happened when I just came to Christ. So what can you tell the ones that have just came into Christ? And sad to say, my mentor, she mustn't see it, because I was trying to please her. I was trying to please her. I would do anything and everything. I would hush, would not say nothing, just do whatever, just to be with the crowd. So what would you see, what then will you tell the ones that are just coming into Christ? Because that is easily to happen to someone if they don't know what's going on around them.
One thing I'll say, woman of God, is you have to go, just like you go into any relationship or any covenant with your eyes open, you have to go into a mentorship or a menteeship with both your eyes open. Sometimes we are miss God, woman of God, on who we choose to be our mentor. And I hate to tell a lot of these people this today, but I was explaining this the other day on our leadership call, that it is not You do not choose your leader. God chooses your leader. And it's
yes.
very important that you understand that. You don't, for example, I did not cling to B.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas because I liked the way she preached or I liked the way I heard her prophesy.
Yes.
I liked the way she carried herself. B. Thomas was sent to me by God to mentor me and get me to
mm-hmm.
where I needed to go. I didn't go seeking her out. You got to be very mindful.
Yeah.
The quickest way you'll find out people, woman of God, who have an identity problem is the first
mm-hmm.
ones who always jump in mentors all the time. They
constantly yeah.
jump in
yeah.
mentorship. And then the first thing they tell you out of their mouth is, well, my last leader hurt me, and my last leader did this, and the last mentor I had done
mm-hmm.
this to me and done that to that. Baby, it's your fault you're getting raped. The reason why is because you're not
yeah.
listening
yeah.
to God. And you're not
yeah.
listening to his instructions. It's
yeah.
the very people, you know, woman of God, that'll make you upset who mentor you be the exact ones you need. I'm going to tell you, you've traveled down
mm-hmm.
the road with Apostle. I've
mm-hmm.
traveled down the road with Apostle. I drove her. I was her
yeah.
security slash her son slash her bouncer,
yeah.
everything else. But
yeah.
I didn't like everything my mentor told me. It's the same way
yeah.
when you know you have a good mentor and you don't have an identity crisis, it's when
yeah.
everything goes up and down. Sometimes they're going to make you happy. Sometimes they're going to make you sad. But I'm going to tell you what I love about Apostle that never
mm-hmm.
made me fall out of line as far as my identity. She never put the demand on you to respect
yeah.
God in her. She put
yeah.
the demand on the God in you to respect
yeah.
the God that was in her. And when
yeah.
you respect the God that's in your leader, even when you're looking at your leader, you won't have an identity crisis, because when you look at your leader, you'll know that you'll see them through God, and it'll be all about God and not about your leader.
That's right. That is so true. And that's what it comes down to, it. Who are you in Christ? And that's what we have to find out for ourselves. Who am I? Because it is so, and man of God, and this has happened so many times, mentors, some mentors, not all of them, allow their mentees to be their buddy or something like that, and then the respect leaves. All respect leaves. They can't see them as who God
mm-hmm.
has sent them to be in their lives, because they are too busy being a buddy, buddy, buddy. And then that's when they cannot receive. That's when they cannot adhere to what they are talking about or nothing like that. So it's best for you to know who you are first before you even allow that mentor to come in, because it is easy to do, to fall out of who you are because of the fact you are trying to please that one person. Man of God, we have a lot of leadership classes going on, and what about the mentee classes? We need some mentee classes, because everybody want to be the mentor, the leader. But nobody don't want to be a taught. So what do you say on that aspect right there?
Woman of God, this is where I'm at with this. And I don't know if you can agree with me, but we're going to disagree to agree or agree to disagree. But,
yeah.
you know, woman of God, I'm noticing a lot of people who are doing leadership classes, and they are completely out of order. And
yes.
what I don't understand is how giving leadership classes, and how are you telling people how to serve, how to be financially set free, and how to walk around as an effective member of the fivefold ministry when you're broke, you're busted, disgusted, homeless, and you turn your neck up at your own leader? I don't understand that. And then you could tell those who don't have, like we say in Louisiana, a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of.
A window to throw it out of.
You can,
yeah.
and I don't mean money. I don't mean clothes.
Okay.
They recycle members. They never settled. They recycle sons and daughters. They do this and do that. And I'm looking at them as you're teaching a leadership class when you need to be teaching, you need to be taught a class on how to request deliverance from being Spider-Man. And when I said that the other day inside of our leadership class, woman of God, there's like, well, who's Spider-Man? Spider-Man is the fool who jumped around without having all the proper equipment he need to fly from building to building and tree to tree. And this is what's going on in the body of Christ. You as 19 years old, you as an apostle so-and-so. Wait a minute, baby. Where have you suffered? Where have you done this? Where have you done that? Where is your house in order? Are you qualified? You know, and you know, and we're not trying to be religious, or we're not trying to be episcopal, you know, about different ministries, but what we're trying to do is you have to show the fruit. Because the first thing the Bible tells us, especially about the office, certain offices in the fivefold ministry, is you have to have your house in order. You have to be a husband of one wife. It's a lot. It tells you those things. So I'm trying to figure out why you begging and scrounging for, you know, for 100, tricking for 150 here, and you don't know where your next meal coming from, and you this and you that, but you apostle so-and-so. No, your lifestyle will demand the respect that the office you carry has. Let me tell you something. A lot of people, woman of God, they want you to square up when you say, I'm Bishop so-and-so. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. My name is Keelan Lange. Mm-hmm. That's the name they gave me when I was born. Don't mean nothing. It's the fruit and the lifestyle behind it. Or in layman's terms, where we all can understand, it's the character and integrity that you walk in with that makes it look more legitimate. We can make God look foolish. We could try to attempt to make God look foolish before the people. Yeah. We could attempt to try to make a mockery of the ministry. But one thing we cannot waver or we cannot take away is those who are truly called, woman of God. And that's fact.
So true.
But as far as leadership is concerned, it's time. Mm-hmm. It's time for those whoever is these people leaders to have enough of sense to pull them back and don't be all infatuated at the fact by you got a bunch of sons and daughters and they doing well. Because some of them not just doing well, they just by faith, they just surviving.
That's it. And you said something key to me just now, because I was talking to another man of God last night about the apostles, and I have very little respect for some apostles that are not working, because as that you look in the apostles of old, full-time ministry, you got to really be a careful when you say full-time ministry, because those apostles, they all had a trade. All of them had a trade, and they had businesses, but they didn't have to beg for no money. They didn't even have to look for money, because they was constantly making money. But these apostles, some apostles, they don't have no jobs. And see, that's what gets me right there. How did you call yourself an apostle and you begging for money? Come on now. Because God gives us wisdom. He gives us wisdom. And see, everybody don't look at it like that, man of God, because I look at the Bible as what they did back then. We can do it right now. We can do it right now. So I do highly respect you on that, because everybody that calls themselves an apostle are not an apostle. Because if that you will read the requirements of it, you will back off from it right then and right there. I mean, I do highly respect you on that part. And man of God, give the people some last words, those who feel like they are wandering in the wilderness, don't know who they are, because first of all, we all have the identity in a Christ Jesus. But I want you to explain to them, once they lose their identity in the leader, they have over them, what can they do?
Woman of God, they use, in my area, we watch TV 10. And in TV 10, they used to have a lady who would work on there called Blue Rolfes. And Blue Rolfes would always do, she would always do a segment every Wednesday called Wednesday's Child, children who didn't know their identity, children who didn't know where they came from, children who didn't know who their mother and father was. And we have a lot of Wednesday's Childs walking around in the body of Christ right now. It's very important, if you're stuck in the wilderness, find out where your bloodline actually is, because wherever your bloodline is, that's actually a lifeline. You have to find your identity. You will not find your identity in nobody else but through the Word of God. And when you understand the Word of God, and when you understand the majesty of the Word of God, it will then teach you how to follow it and come back to who you are. That before that, I mean, after there was Moses, there was Joshua. But Moses and Joshua aren't everywhere. Before it was Elijah, it was Elisha. Then it was before him, it was Elijah. Everybody had a mentor, but we keep losing our identities and going inside of the wilderness because we want to anoint the most elegantly speaking one. We want the want to anoint the ones to be our leader who look physically fit, or he can sing real good, or she got 5,000 Facebook members, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
But that ain't necessarily who you're supposed to be with. That's that, unless God says, and then we wonder why we're walking around like, who did it and why. Find your identity first inside of the Word of God. Because the Bible will reveal all truth about where your lifeline really is. When you come out that wilderness and when you find your identity after you apply those concepts, God will reveal to you and to that leader who you're supposed to connect to. And anytime you try to get too natural before your leader, a good leader, will swear up with you and tell you
they will.
To find your place for you. And I'm going to say this, woman of God, and then I'm going to go. yesterday, I celebrated my birthday. An apostle wrote on my wall twice. The first time she wrote on my wall, she told me how much she loved me and how much she was proud of me. But the last thing she told me, before she said, the second to last thing she told me before she said, I love you, was, I love you because you're you. And you keep doing you because you are you who is anointed for the kingdom. It, when your leader tells you, even though you serve them, and you comprehend the level of anointing on their life, and you respect them, when your leader turned back to you and say, continue to be you, that shows that you not only been delivered from a identity crisis, but it shows that you are who you are in God, and you finally is going to blossom and bloom into the man and woman of God that destiny along with God says you're going to be.
Yes. Oh, that was so awesome. That is great advice, and we need that encouragement from our mentors to go on. I thank you so much, Apostle AJ. This was a beautiful topic. I loved it so much, and it has sent me to another level. I thank God. So until next week, everyone have a blessed evening and happy belated birthday, man of God. I love you so much.
Thank you so much. Love you,
too. Love you, too. And you be blessed until next week. Thank everyone for tuning in on today. Good night, everyone.
God bless.
God bless you.